Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Touch of Perversion. This file is interesting, to say the least. In a way, listening to this proves that something has already happened, while at the same time, the longer you listen, the more a certain influence will occur. Like how a drop of ink in a clear pool may dilute, but never disappear. There's this idea, this concept, this feeling. Maybe it's a sound or a texture. Something that keeps coming back in your mind. And I wonder why you're listening to something like this right now. Is there something inside of you that wants to be more perverted, more naughty, more depraved? All of this is merely a touch of perversion. A little drop of color in the innocent clarity of your mind. No matter how naughty it already is in the darker corners of your mind, there are still parts light. What would happen if a tiny drop of color, this feeling of perversion, or perhaps a sound of naughtiness would spread? Would these words inspire a little fire, a gentle flame, deep inside? Your mind is unique. There is no other quite like it. And your mind today will never be the same again. You can never become more innocent, as you can only become more perverted. The more you learn, the more you are exposed to the possibilities, the imperfect pleasures all around you, the wonderful ways in which kink can create experiences. Curiosity slowly eroding your innocence. and this isn't helping. My words are slowly sneaking in, penetrating the parts of your mind that really listen and react to the perverted fantasies that flutter through your mind. Of course, you can try to ignore those parts of you. You can try to deny the pleasures you crave. Then again, once you become aware of these parts of your mind, they keep returning, don't they? It's almost as if you're touched by some kind of creature. A powerful entity whose contact creates a never-ending spiral. Perverted pleasures pulling you down. And I know those deep fantasies. I know how depraved the dark, delicious thoughts become. I know those dreams that have been forgotten and yet retain echoes of their desire in your unconscious. Pleasures that penetrate your mind, that cause you to surrender to the sensation. And all it takes is a little drop of ink spilled on your mind, blending in until each and every subsequent drop so natural that it is barely noticeable. All of this could be a dream, of course. And just like a dream, perhaps, once it is time to wake, nothing will have happened. Perhaps you'll think that you remain entirely unaffected by all of this. And will unconsciously ignore the resonance with the idea try to hide those dreams. I wonder where you disguise the desires of your mind for yourself. Do they look innocent and sweet, or are you already aware of how perverted some parts of you are? You are here right now, listening, following, flowing with the words, guided by a touch of perversion. The sound and sensation spreading, and the innocence you might still have left melting. Are you aware of how little is left? Or do you still hold the illusion that you're essentially uncorrupted? Ignorance may be bliss, but perversion leads to pleasure. Now, as those little drops of color, as those tints of temptation continue to spread through your mind, do you think you're ready to face them? Or will those dreams continue to remind you from the shadows? In dreams and flutters of fantasies, little drips of desire that drop down. It's only an inspiration to explore. And again, you may already have been doing some of that yourself. In a moment when I count you up, this whole experience may be like a dream, and like a dream, some emotions, some sensations, some impressions may remain. Sliding comfortably through your unconscious, and leaving you with a touch of perversion. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And nine, 10. Wake. Welcome back and enjoy.